Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Squirrel After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Deborah Fine being. I know. Settle down. Settle down. I know you're excited, too. We always love having Deborah Fine on the show. She's a speaker and a keynote speaker, a best-selling author. She's an engineer by education. She's the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk, which is one of the neatest books you'll ever own. Also, Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. That's one of her new books. And she's our good friend, Deborah Fine. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be here. It feels like coming home.
I know. I'm glad you feel that way. I appreciate that very much. That means a lot for me to say that. We feel like you've come home as well, Deborah.
That's what's so great about your audience too is that I'm one of your one of your audience, but I'm small business.
I mean, that's right.
So that, as are you, by the way. Well, yeah. You're so big now that I don't even know
no,
you're
no,
quite
no.
small. But
no, I'm a small business owner. I'm just like the only thing difference between me and Main Street Small Business is I don't sell hammers or hamburgers, and so you're similar, but that's exactly right. We got, when we talk about this, you know, I've had a bad sinus infection for a week now, and I showed up, my voice was bad. It's not really 100% right now, but my voice was rough last week, and I told my audience, I said, you know, we show up, small business owners show up,
and so you have to.
That's right. We don't get sick days.
I mean, speaking of showing up, it's, you know, where I live, it's 6:13 in the morning. So talk about showing up.
You're not whining. You're not whining, are you? You're not going
to
start whining on me, are you, Deborah? You're not going
to
start whining.
I'm not whining at all. I'm saying I'm dressed and ready to go.
You're ready to go?
You, of course. Luckily, we're not on video here. But but nonetheless, because once we're done, you know, I have work today.
Exactly. You got stuff to do. One of those things that you might be about to do is to attend a party, a family party, or a colleague's party, or a customer's party, or one that you throw, birth, Christmas, holiday party that you throw. These are tenuous times, aren't they? In a lot of ways.
It's pretty. I mean, I hate to use the word divisive because aren't we all sick of that word? But it's true. And I think managing those kinds of conversations, whether it be a party that you attend and or you host a client or customer dinner or you're invited as a guest to, you know, it's so easy for people to say, well, you know, Deborah, I have a rule of thumb. I don't talk about politics or religion. Well, first of all, let me make a comment about that. And I think one of the problems we have right now is that we don't talk about politics. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we don't talk to people that we are connected to, if we don't talk about that, whether it be with family or friends or people in the business place, then there is no discourse. If we
right.
put that aside, and I've always said, even before things got a little more difficult out there having political conversations, I've always said that learn how to talk respectfully about politics so that we can understand how the other side thinks
right.
and try to see their point of view.
Without gratuitous name calling. That's the thing that's really got me right now.
Anybody who's a parent out there knows. If you think your child did something stupid, you say, that behavior was stupid. But you don't tell your kid he or she is stupid. Right, Jim? I mean, am I wrong or right about parenting?
No, you're exactly right. And I'll give you a quick example. And I think I may have told this story before. Back in the summer, I was a speaker at an event where there were a bunch of other speakers, and we were all having a speaker's dinner. And there were people from all over the country there at the speaker's dinner, about a dozen of us. And so this one person, out of the blue, unprovoked, uninitiated, nobody had been talking about anything like what he was about to say. And he started calling President Trump all kinds of really ugly, hateful names. It just started coming out of his mouth.
Right.
And the people around me were kind of nodding their heads. They didn't jump on that, but they just, I could tell that they either just didn't want to say anything to him or they were agreeing with him. And I said, sir, we don't know each other, but I said, let me tell you something. President Obama was, most of the things he did, I didn't like because I felt like he was an enemy of my small business. But I said, for 8 years, I covered his presidency on my show, and I only talked about the issues. I never called him a name. And I said, can we not have this conversation without calling people names? And he said, you know what? He said, you're right. And you know what? After that, we had a conversation, and no more name calling. I mean, you can't have, if you are going to talk politics, you have to talk about policies. If you bring personalities into it, I mean, believe it or not, there actually are people who didn't like Ronald Reagan. They didn't like who he was. You know what I mean? Or George Herbert Walker Bush. There are people out there who didn't like him. So, you know, let's talk about the policies, right? We're going to talk about politics. What do you think?
Well, I not only agree with you wholeheartedly, but I think that what's happened is, for some reason, this is acceptable behavior. And once again, the manners are just uncalled for. So what do you do? Not only what Jim did, I call it speak up or shut up. You know, just like if you see that going down, number one, do what Jim did and say, you know, I don't think it's okay to label in that way or talk about our president that way. But also I would say, Jim, that what I would do in your shoes is say, let's talk about something else.
Yeah.
But I would assume the burden of doing that. I would be the leader of the table to say, let's talk about something else, just to calm things down and just, hey, you know, what's everybody excited about this year in their business? What's the number one thing you're most excited about?
If you can do it, I've been in a deal like that where I have tried to say, let's talk about something else, and the other people would not let it go.
Oh,
and I finally just apologized to the host and said, I have to go.
Oh, you did? So you left?
Yeah, I left. Yeah.
Well, that's the way to handle it as well.
And I didn't storm out.
Oh, no.
I tried to make an adjustment. I could see that these other people were not going to have it. And I just said, you know, I've really enjoyed it. I'm sorry. And I called back later and said, you know, if I create anything to that, I apologize about what may have happened. And the guy really was grateful because I know the other people didn't call back and say anything.
Right.
So anyway. No, it's a tough time right now, isn't it?
Well, I would say what you did was, and I recommend, you know, I have a whole list of tips on this on my website, but know when to back down, turn around, and walk away. And that's
Let's talk about those tips after the break, folks. We're going to get right into those. But you probably find yourself in a situation like this. And by the way, try not to go to parties where it's just...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.